Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hey everyone, this is Chris Manning from Fear the Sword, coming to you to break down the J.R. Smith news real quick. Of course, as you probably already know, he is going to miss the next 12 to 14 weeks after having surgery on his right thumb Friday in Cleveland. The original estimates, as we had seen reported a bunch of places, were that Smith was only going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. 12 to 14 weeks, you know, at the base end of it is it's triple the time. You know, it's double the time if it's 4 to 6, whatever you want to do it. It's a lot more time than he was going to miss originally, based on the original estimates, based on some of the early stuff we heard. I mean, covering the game on Wednesday, you know, we saw him in person and saw that he was in pretty good spirits, it seemed like. He had a cast on his thumb, but something must have happened, maybe with the surgery, maybe with the recovery, that we don't quite know. We don't quite know exactly what the issues are, but what causing this extension of his injury time, but it's not great. If you look at the Haskell F empty here, it means JR is going to miss a big portion of the season. It means instead of coming back before the All-Star break, he's going to come back just before the playoffs. Now, he will have about a month before the playoffs start for him to get back acclimated and get back with the team and be back functioning like a jet, like J.R. Smith that we know. But him coming back that late is not ideal under any circumstances. As we've talked a little bit about on the show and have talked about, over at Fear the Sword and at other places, J.R. Smith missing this much time is going to push back at the Cavs' depth issues. Now, they're not exactly going to be playing scrubs in J.R.'s minutes, but they have an issue with depth. You know, Mike Dunleavy's not playing that well. I mean, DeAndre Liggins has been fun and he's been useful, but there's a limit on what he can do. It's very telling that he barely ever shoots or creates. You're not seeing a guy who's going to fill J.R.'s role in a meaningful way. Amon Shumpert's been great, but he has an injury history as well. They're one injury or two injuries away from just being devoid on the wing, and they're already up front missing guys. I mean, Chris Anderson wasn't going to be playable, but right now, now that Kevin Love is back and is going to play Friday and assumably be healthy moving forward, they have two healthy bigs. That's not a good NBA situation. So J.R. Smith being out that long isn't the end of the world. I mean, they're going to be fine, I think, but it hurts your depth. It's never ideal to miss a guy who is so key to your team for that long. They're going to have to replace him in these weird ways, and I'm really unsure exactly what they're going to do. I mean, I think this opens up the case that they can make a trade, more likely to make a trade, or go find someone in the buyout market. We talked about that this past week as well, but it's easier said than done. I mean, they'd have to probably waive Birdman, get someone to take Mo Williams' $2.2 million salary because he's still not with the team. It's a very complicated situation, more so than it would have been if, you know, he was going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, this is a big stretch of the regular season. I think you're going to see maybe how much the Cavs value that number one seed. If they really want to go for the one seed, you can certainly make the argument that they need to go get somebody and find exactly what's going on with JR and find a replacement. And I think you also maybe see some rotation changes from Tyronn Lue. I mean, I think you could see Amon Shumpert now starting. I know they've kept DeAndre Liggins starting because they want to keep Shump off the bench and he's the backup point guard, but you could stagger minutes a different way. And Shumpert's certainly the better player, and he's going to close games, which is really what matters, so maybe you don't need to, but I could see that happening. Maybe you see more minutes for Jordan McRae. Maybe you see Dunleavy stop racking up so many DMPs. Something's going to have to give, though. They're going to have to get something out of some guys, but I mean, I really am curious to see what the issue is that's going to keep JR out from, you know, playing being out 4 to 6 weeks from now being out 12 to 14. That in no way is what we seemed like it was going to happen. And of course, you didn't want to get him hurt at all. He kind of just hurt his thumb by pulling down his hand, trying to swipe a ball, and he smacked it. And you could tell he was in pain and didn't return to the game on Tuesday in Milwaukee. But 12 to 14 weeks is a lot. And we're going to really have to see exactly what the longer issue here is going to be for J.R. Smith. 12 to 14 weeks, again, not ideal. He'll be back about a month before the playoffs. It means they're going to be down a guard. And it's going to be interesting to see what the next move is. I would imagine a move will come at some point. I can't say it's going to be tomorrow. I can't say it's going to be a week from now. But I think with JR being out as long as he is, and with the Cavs already being a team that I think with that was probably going to do some sort of deal, I think you could see something expedited because JR is going to be out. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, we're going to talk more about this as we go on. I just wanted to give you guys a quick news update here on Locked On Cavs. If you want more coverage of this, Fear the Sword has a bunch more. I did a Facebook live chat where I took some questions about this over at Fear the Sword that's embedded up on the site. I think I'm going to be podcasting with Trevor Bagnotti from Fear the Sword and the Step Back about this in more detail sometime soon. Also in programming note, I do have a podcast that will be dropping in about an hour with Danny LaRue from Locked On Warriors, previewing Sunday's finals rematch that you should check out as well. But just want to let you guys know exactly what's going on with J.R. Smith if you hadn't heard. Head surgery on Friday. Cavs announced in a press release that he is going to be out 12 to 14 weeks with his broken thumb. And there's going to be a lot more to come in this, a lot more ramifications. We'll get some insight from the players, I'm sure, Friday at the game. And we'll talk again soon with insight from them, from insight from Trevor. And, you know, if you don't hear this after the holidays, happy holidays from Locked On Cavaliers. Thank you guys for being such a great audience this year. We've just started out the Locked On Network, doing a lot of really great things. I'm happy to be a part of it. You'll have more information on this next week, more details on what our schedule is going to be next week as well. So we'll talk to you soon, and happy holidays.